Yes, very good afternoon to you there. Welcome to our fantastic commentary. We are going to be here at Doncaster, and of course it is the St Ledger. We've got live commentary of the 2015 Ladbrokes St Ledger. Let's give you now the latest betting on the race. Bondi Beach heads the market at 15-8 for Aidan O'Brien and Colm O'Donoghue. Storm the Stars, that won the Great Voltiger at York last month, is second favourite at 2-1. Fields of Anthorite is third favourite at 7-2. Simple Verse looking to become the first filly to win the race since 1992 with a user friendly. Can Simple Verse win this? The only filly in the race at 8-1. Vizier Master French Horse, can he win the race? He's round about the 16-1 mark. Last French Horse was Toulon back in 1991. Maggiano 25, Proposed 66. They're going behind now for the St Ledger. It's all yours, Gareth Topham.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. The last couple of runners then are heading forward, and the last one to head forward will be Fields of Athenry. Storm the Stars has got very warm down at the start. He's sweating quite freely now. Bondi Beach is about to head forward as well. So the two Aidan O'Brien runners complete the lineup. Bondi Beach looks an absolute picture. They're ready for the 2015 St Ledger. They're lined up and they're off and racing. Jumping away, a huge crowd cheer as well, send them on their way. 1 mile, 6.5 furlongs for the Ladbrokes St Ledger, part of the British Champion Series, the world's oldest classic and the last classic of the season. Fields of Athenry is the first one to show to an advantage, and strides out purposefully by about a length or so to the filly, who was supplemented at Simple Verse, who races in a close-up second down along the inside of Storm the Stars. They're being followed a further 1.5 lengths away by Proposed, who races to the inside of Bondi Beach. And at the back end of the field, the French raider Venger Masqué, and that one narrowly ahead of Medrano. So heading on the runaway from the enclosures, and very shortly they'll be making the rise up and over Rose Hill, and it is Fields of Athenry who's used these front-running tactics to such good effect in recent weeks, and shows out in front here the Ebor fifth by about a length and a half. Over in second place, probably just about Storm the Stars now up towards the outside, with Simple Verse hugging the rails as they crest the rise up and over Rose Hill. They've got 1.25 miles left to go from here. Back in fourth along the inside is Proposed, with parked out a little wider Bondi Beach, who of course looks to reverse placings with Storm the Stars from when they met in at the Great Voltiger a month ago. And at the back end of the field still, Venger Masqué and Medrano, who of course would have appreciated the ground as it is today. Of course, the rain which fell overnight, every drop would have been in his favour. They're galloping left-handed all the way back towards home now. They've got just over 1 mile left to travel in the 2015 Ladbrokes St Ledger, and Fields of Athenry has opened up now, and he's set a fair enough tempo. He brings the field along by about 3 lengths over Storm the Stars in second, who keeps a close old eye on him, with back in third along the inside Simple Verse, and she's travelling really well. Bondi Beach is a little wider out, another 2 lengths away to Venger Masqué to the outside of Proposed, and Medrano continues to bring up the rear. The field for the Ladbrokes St Ledger of 2015, and making the journey back towards the home straight, and in the next few moments we'll know the result. And as they swing on in, they're down the straight in the Ladbrokes St Ledger, live here on Radio Yorkshire, and up ahead with 0.5 mile to go, Fields of Athenry, who has dictated throughout, and the rider there, Silvestre de Souza, champion jockey elect, takes a little look behind to see a very powerfully moving Storm the Stars. To the outside, Bondi Beach is starting to come there powerfully also inside the three. The crowd already roaring. Back in fourth place is Simple Verse, and a couple of lengths away to the remainder, but the eyes are drawn to Storm the Stars as they head on down inside the final two. Storm the Stars has struck the front, placed in two classics so far this season. Can he win one now? To Fields of Athenry, here's the filly Simple Verse with her effort, with to the outside Bondi Beach. They've got a furlong and bits left to go in the ledger. Storm the Stars is now challenged on the outside by two of them, Simple Verse and Bondi Beach, and they're racing into the closing stages. It's a wave of three. The filly Simple Verse has taken it up in the hands of Andrea Azzeni, and up to the line she just about gets there. It goes the way of Simple Verse, secures a hat-trick of wins, and the sporting nature of the connections is rewarded as the supplemented filly, the only girl in the race, Simple Verse, just outguns Bondi Beach. They were followed through by Storm the Stars, Fields of Athenry back in behind those, and a long gap back to the other runners, but Simple Verse for Andrea Azzeni and Ray.
It's taken 23 years, but hang on, We have a stewards inquiry.
Yeah, we have got a stewards inquiry, which has just been announced. And you can hear,
you can hear the boos.
The reaction from the crowd. And we're going to have to see a head-on as to what this entails.
Being reversed here at Doncaster, unbelievable. Bondi Beach, as the places have been reserved, Bondi Beach wins the race, simple first, second. The stewards' placings have been reversed. Breaking news, Bondi Beach wins the race, simple first, gets the motor to second. Huge, huge news, especially if you back Tim, especially if you back simple first, and that is placings have been reversed. Wow, Gareth.
Yeah, it must have been one of the hardest decisions that you'll find anywhere, really. I mean, we're dealing with the world's oldest classic, one of the biggest races of the entire year. We're also dealing with a first prize of £393,000, a second prize of £149,000. That's an awful big difference. Simple verse, we've been looking back at the replays of the race, the head-on. When I was calling the race live, I didn't massively notice it.
No.
Basically, we've had a line of three going into the final 150 yards. Storm the Stars along the inside was tiring. Simple Verse was challenging in the middle. Bondi Beach was towards her outside. Simple Verse, with around about half a furlong to go, has edged away from Storm the Stars, therefore to her right, and has ever so slightly hampered, touched perhaps, Bondi Beach. As a result of that, Colm O'Donoghue, the rider of the second horse past the post Bondi Beach, has clearly gone back into the stewards room. The stewards very quick to call a stewards inquiry.
Yep.
He's gone back into the stewards room. He's put together seemingly a phenomenal case.
Yep, agreed.
These races, these situations, they are becoming more regularly reversed. A couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, it was very, very difficult to get a race reversed, particularly one of such high prestige.
Yep.
Of course, if this were in France, mm-hmm. Simple Verse, we'd know straight away. She'd have been kicked out straight away. That's what they do in the French rules. The British rules are becoming, I feel, oh so more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bondi Beach, a similar sort of thing happened to him at York.
Yep.
He was taken across the course by the winner that day, Storm the Stars. But the gap between Storm the Stars and Bondi Beach that day, I think, was around about half a length. Today, the distance between the first and the second horse past the post was officially ahead. And just inside the final 30, 40 yards of the race, Bondi Beach is gaining on Simple Verse. Simple Verse has hung on for me in the end, I feel, all out. Clearly, they've both gone into the stewards room. They've laid out their cases. Colm O'Donoghue has put together a very, very strong case.
Yep.
And clearly, the stewards have acted accordingly. And they feel that Bondi Beach, in the circumstances, would have got past. That's what they'd have been laid down to see. The question that would have been pondered to them, would Bondi Beach have got past Simple Verse, had Simple Verse stayed in a straight line? And they've clearly come to the fact, yes, he would have. So Simple Verse has hung to her right a little bit. She's drifted to the right-hand side.
Yep.
She's slightly got in the way of Bondi Beach. They feel that Bondi Beach would have got past had that not been the case. And therefore, they've given Bondi Beach the race.
Yes.
It's massive drama. And
huge drama.
This to happen in a classic.
Yep.
I mean, it can happen in any race.
Yeah, of course.
It shouldn't really matter what sort of race it is.
Mm-hmm.
But this is huge news.
Yeah, a massive news here.
Shocking.
So obviously, we thought that Simple Verse had won the race and become the first filly since user-friendly back in 1992 to win the race, and Bondi Beach to finish second, just like he finished in the second of the Great Voltage on the Knavesmire. But placings have been reversed, and Bondi Beach wins the 2015 St. Ledger, gives Aidan O'Brien win number 5 in this classic race, and also as well with the statistics of every time he's won the race, he's had a different jockey on board. So Colm O'Donoghue, he was originally supposed to be riding Order of St. George. Due to that being an on-runner, William Bewitt lost his mount on Bondi Beach, and Colm O'Donoghue has stepped up to ride Bondi Beach. So let's give you now what is now the official result. So the winner of the 2015 Ladbrokes St. Ledger is Bondi Beach, which returned you 2-1 joint favourite. Second was Simple Verse at 8-1. Now, it's always top two because of always seven runners going to post. The horse won't finish third, unfortunately, it doesn't count, but that's the other Aidan O'Brien runner.
No, it was Storm the Stars.
Oh, Storm the Stars, big pardon.
But for tri-cast purposes, he will count. Of course, Storm the Stars third there for tri-cast purposes only. Fields of Athenry, stable mate of the new winner, was back in fourth place. But absolutely huge shock here at Doncaster. I think a few more people may be back Bondi Beach, who's a much shorter price. As you say, Bobby, was one of the joint favourites.
Yep.
A huge cheer went up. But there, let's have a look, flip the coin. There's also going to be a lot of very disgruntled people who back the winner and never... Look, about the connections, look at the connection. It's a huge achievement to win the St. Ledger, to win any classic with a filly. Of course, the Oaks has to be won by a filly, but the others. And for the girl to come and beat all the boys, it's a massive achievement. Personally, I'm quite shocked this has been overturned, because there was a bit of contact, it seemed, but it was very, very brief. But the telling factor, I think, towards the end of this race, towards the dying strides of this race, was that Bondi Beach was again gaining on Simple Verse, and that might just be what has swung it in his favour here. But it must be heartbreaking for Connections, Ray Beckett, everybody involved with Simple Verse. They supplemented this filly. It cost them, I think, £50,000 to supplement this filly.
Yep.
She wasn't running until Monday.
No, very true,
And such a fantastic story for her to go on and win.
Yeah.
The sporting nature of the Connections, if you like, rewarded with her coming home in front. And then for this to happen, she's been demoted to second place. But the rules are there.
Yep.
And depending on who the stewards are, of course, they get interpreted race day by race day. And today the stewards felt that without that interference, Bondi Beach would have gone past.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of the evidence given by the jockeys, that's what they've come to in their conclusion. So massive shock here at Doncaster. But Bondi Beach is the winner of the Ladbroke St. Ledger. It's another win in the race for trainer Aidan O'Brien.
Yep.
And another classic win this season for jockey Colm O'Donoghue. Of course, he won the Oaks on Qualify earlier on in the season. But heartbreaking for Connections of the runner-up. But clearly there was a little bit of interference late on.
Yep.
And it's cost Simple Verse the race.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gareth. One thing I will say from our horse racing build-up and from our commentary as well. Well, you know, we have brought some pretty shocks along the way. If we go back to the Judmont, you know, Arabian Queen, the 50-1 outsider, beating the odds-on favourite Gone Home. Nobody saw that coming. We brought it live on Radio Yorkshire, and we've also brought our first St. Ledger commentary. And what a huge twist as well we brought to Radio Yorkshire, because placings have been reversed. So, wow, what could we say? Obviously, a very lot of happy people who's backed the favourite, or the joint favourite, should I say. We heard the big cheer when the places have been reversed. But, you know, obviously, commiserations to all connected with Simple Verse, to Rafe Beckett, to Andrea Zaney, who thought he'd won the race for a second year running. But obviously, I suppose the flip side is congratulations to Connections of Bondi Beach, and obviously, Aidan O'Brien and Colm O'Donoghue to win his second classic of the... Not bad, that is it, to win his second classic of the season. To win the Oaks and then technically come here and win the St. Ledger as well. Gareth, thank you very much for commentating again. You've been absolutely superb, my friend. I tell you what, you're one of the best in the business, and I've always said that.
It's been a pleasure, though. Now, great to be part of the meeting here, and great for Radio Yorkshire to have the race and the drama live.
Yes, definitely. We brought the race and the drama live. Right then, that's the end of our post-race analysis now.